AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Former North Charleston, South Carolina police officer Michael Slager, who is white, has been indicted in the April shooting death of Walter Scott, a black motorist who was running away after a traffic stop. Scott's brother, Rodney.
The grand jury made a decision to indict Mr. Slager for murder. And we're very happy and pleased about that right now.
A bystander captured the shooting on video with his cell phone. It shows Slager firing 8 times as Scott ran away. A suburban Dallas police officer is on administrative leave after an online video shows him pushing a 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit to the ground, pointing his gun at other teens. McKinney Police Chief Greg Conley says the incident began when officers responded Friday night to a report of a disturbance involving a group of black youths at a neighborhood pool party. Police say the youths do not live in the area and did not have permission to be at that pool. Following the G7 summit in Germany, President Obama says Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible for the economic sanctions against his country, and he can end the isolation if he just stops meddling in Ukraine.
Russia's actions in Ukraine are hurting Russia and hurting the Russian people.
At a news conference after the meeting, Obama also talked about recent cyber attacks on U.S. computer systems. Jerry Boatlander has more.
Speaking at the end of the G7 summit in Germany, the president didn't mince words in describing existing government defenses against cyber attacks.
We've got very old systems.
On the heels of a huge hack of government personnel files, the president said upgrades are a must.
Both state and non-state actors are sending everything they've got at trying to breach these systems.
He's urging Congress to move quickly. A cybersecurity bill is awaiting action in the Senate. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 55. This is AP Radio News. The FBI, Boston Police, and the District Attorney's Office have released a video showing last week's confrontation and shooting death of 26-year-old Usama Rahim. Vincent Lisi, the FBI special agent in charge in Boston, says the video, as blurry as it is, shows members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force walking up to Rahim as he headed to a bus stop.
Our agents and the BPD officer working with us decided for public safety they had to approach him and talk to him before he got on that bus. And unfortunately, you saw what unfolded from there.
What unfolded is, according to investigators, Rahim pulling a large knife and began threatening the task force members. Officials say they had no choice but to open fire. May was the wettest month on record for the lower 48. Monthly average, 4.36 inches of rain or snow, beating the previous record set in October 2009. Government weather watchers say a stalled pattern dumped massive amounts of rain, especially in Texas and Oklahoma. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.